I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are so excited to have Marion Hill here in Buffalo for Kerfuffle. June 16th can't come soon enough.
Oh, thank you.
And we had you here not too long ago, but a lot has happened since then.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard Marion Hill was your single One Time. And when I first heard it, obviously such a unique sound, and you're trying to like put your finger on it and describe it. It's like something I've heard before, but I haven't because it's brand new. It's like classic and yet modern. So how do you try and describe your sound? Because it's so unique.
Honestly, that was pretty accurate. We really go for that classic yet modern thing that, like, it's familiar but it's unfamiliar vibe. As far as, like, where our sound came from, it's really the first song we made together for this project was Whiskey. And we kind of stumbled into it. It was just one of many beats I'd made in many different styles that Sam ended up responding to. But it got such a good reception that it made us, A, be like, okay, we can be a band, we can do this, and B, be like, this is the template. We need to make the rest of our stuff kind of originate here and grow from that sound. So it's like Sam's vocal is very underproduced and just there and really live and natural. There are big drums, big like low subby things, like a slightly blues vibe in the harmonies and lots of interesting chops and just trying to push things forward in terms of where electronic music and hip hop are right now, while at the same time keeping things classic.
And you guys have known each other for quite some time. I mean, you go back to high school together. So when did like that musical fusion kind of sync up?
Yeah, I mean, it was really when we were, I was personally out of college and Jeremy was finishing up, and when he brought me the beat that would become Whiskey, and we wrote that song. That was, as Jeremy said, that was really the template, and that was really our launching point for the rest of Marion Hill.
It was cool, too, because we'd known each other for so long, and then in high school we'd, like, played each other's songs we were working on, and in college we started working on stuff together every now and then, so we had a pretty long-standing relationship where we talked about writing songs and creative things, but Whiskey was the first time where it all really clicked and felt like something really special and something that could, like, transcend things for us, and so we leaned into it.
Well, it definitely is very special, and we refer to our listeners as the Alt family, and ever since we started playing, you know, One Time, they just are obsessed with it, I think, because it is so different, and obviously from there, you guys released Down, which obviously blew up maybe more than you expected it to with being featured on the Apple AirPod commercial.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, so, like, how do you handle being the most number one Shazam song and things like that?
I think we just rolled with it. We got a lot busier for a little bit. It was really fun to bring our music to a wider audience that we had before. And I think it was really validating just for us because we have always kind of made the music that we think sounds really cool and feels really interesting in us, like we were talking about before with our sound. But we've never made stuff being like, this will be a big radio single. And we didn't even think Down was a big radio single. We put it on the front of our album because we really loved it and felt like it was like a perfect introduction to the record. So it's even more perfect for it to be such a big single and big moment. It's really gratifying for that to happen coming from a place of being really just authentic to what we want to do.
So I want to talk a little bit about your new album, Unusual. How
crazy
excited are you for this new album?
We're super excited. I think especially because we've lived with the songs for so long, which is true for the most part for many albums, but we've been living with them, we've been playing a lot of them live, so we're ready to get it out there for people to be able to finally sing along.
They're all really good, too. We're really proud of it. We wrote, like, 30 or 40 songs for this record, and we're trying to figure out how to whittle it down, and at one point I was just like, well, let's just see, like, how many songs are there that we're sure we need on the record? And there were 10, and that's the record. It happened, like, very quickly. These are all, like, ones that we unanimously agreed needed to be on the album, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear them. It was so hard picking which ones would come out first.
And you guys are both super creative, and you've been releasing, like, little sneak peek previews of each of your songs leading up to this album, and I just want to know, how do you get kind of the concept to come up with these, like, little videos and little previews of that?
Well, the idea started because we had some time, we were prepping for this campaign, and we were thinking there's always such a demand for, like, content, like lyric videos or whatever they may be. And in the past, we'd ended up, like, trying to make that stuff in the moment after the fact, just putting together whatever we could. And we loved the idea of really being calculated about it and taking our time from the beginning and finding a really cool way to build out the world of the album through this. So the episodes idea came to us, doing one for each song, and then it was just a really fun creative process with our creative director, Zach Bell, who's been a friend of mine since college, where we just worked to generate a bunch of ideas for the episodes that satisfied the same things we wanted the music to do, which was to be surprisingly inevitable, to take something normal and familiar and throw it on its head and make you be like, whoa, what's happening?
Well, that's exactly how I felt when I watched the Subtle Thing video. I was like, wow, okay, this is cool.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, we just can't wait to see you guys, you know, live here in person for Kerfuffle. And I'm wondering if you can kind of tell our listeners, you know, what they can expect to experience when they see Marian Hill take the stage at Kerfuffle.
Oh, lots of saxophone. We play with our very talented, as I say, on stage, friend, bassist, and saxophonist, Steve Javitt. And he's a fan favorite for sure. And a lot of dancing. We just have a good time on stage, and we hope that people enjoy it.
Nice.
Pretty high energy.
Good. Well, our listeners are ready to bring the energy for sure, because it starts out as an early day. I mean, there's 9 bands. They're ready to dance. They're going to be totally ready for Marian Hill. I'm telling you that right now.
Fantastic. I'm excited.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today, chatting about the new album. And I'm telling you, the Alt family will be prepped and ready with all the new songs to sing back to you at Kerfuffle.
Can't wait.
Amazing. We'll definitely be playing some of them.
Awesome. We can't wait to hear them.